Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts working to expand and increase regulatory reform. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Earlier this year, with the ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court, there was a big step forward in the long-range program of bringing about regulatory reform in our country. All Americans have a vested interest in a regulatory process that is open, transparent, grounded on facts, respectful of our system of federalism, that faithfully reflects and implements the will of Congress and adheres to the separation of powers in the Constitution. For farmers and ranchers, regulations just don't impact their livelihood. Unlike nearly any other economic enterprise, a farm is not simply a business. It often is a family's home. When a government regulation affects the ability of a farmer to use his or her land, that regulatory impact hits home, not just figuratively, but literally. We're anxiously looking for the court cases brought forward to battle back against the Bureau of Land Management's newest rule to yield results. BLM's self-determined authority is outside of the boundaries of Congress. They ought to not have the ability to create conservation use and treat this non-use as a multiple use. At another level of regulation, agencies may often use handbooks and field manuals in guiding decisions that affect landowners, yet these guidance documents are not subject to public notice and comment. Voters need to call attention for regulatory reform to candidates in this campaign cycle, seeking action and continued progress. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.